Hello, and welcome back to Dino Discovery. So I just got home from helping those Ichis find their way home, and there was a really big mystery involving some menace. Anyway, I'm back on Discovery Island, and I am installing a scanner machine inside my time machine so that, well, I guess it can scan creatures' genetic code, so I know kind of almost everything about that creature, where it's from, what it is, what, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm just installing this. I don't really know what else to say. What? George, what are you doing in my time machine? I didn't invite you in. Ficus. Did you pick the lock on the door with your claws? Really? Okay, that is a yes from Ficus. But you guys cannot be in here! I am making a machine in here that will... George, seriously, why did you kick the scanner? Oh, he said the flashy electricity on it scared him. At least I think that's what he said. I don't quite speak dinosaur. I can just sort of understand what they mean by it. But anyway, kicking the scanner is... Sorry. Kicking the scanner just... electrified. But kicking the scanner is sending electricity throughout the time machine. Unstable electricity, which no doubt is going to lead to a malfunction. I have way too many malfunctions! Yay. I'll just stay hunkered down right here as the time machine... does that. Well, anyway, I'm just checking the instruments to see where we are. We are in Europe in the Cretaceous! This is great. This is where my pyroraptor friends are. Though I'm not sure how they'll handle George and Ficus, because they're carnivores, George and Ficus are herbivores. So this could be a perplexation. So let's just open the door to see where we are. Oh, the door was already open. That is not good. The time machine went through a time vortex with an open door. I'm gonna have to do a lot of repairs to get this thing running again. But in the meantime, let's go see if I can find my pyroraptor friends. Whoa. Was that a pyroraptor or George running really fast? George is right behind me. Huh. Well, that was lucky. There's a pyroraptor over there. Hey, Inferno. How you doing? Oh, hi, Flame and Flare. This is George and this is Ficus. They're also my friends, so please do not eat them. Oh, also if you try to eat them, Ficus will basically claw you to death. No, Ficus, don't actually claw them to death. So, you three pyroraptors, you wouldn't by any chance know how to repair my time machine, would you? They're shaking their heads. That's what I thought. Can you take me to meet the rest of your pack, maybe? Just want to meet them. They just ran off. Hey, wait for me! Ooh, I made it. Whoa. That's a big pyroraptor, and his feathers are like lava colors. He's got all sorts of scars. I am naming that one Eruption for sure. And by the way, he's standing on that rock and all the other pyroraptors are looking at him. I'd say he's the leader of the pack. Well, this is fun to meet the leader of the pack. Never met him before. So, yeah, this is interesting. Whoa. That was thunder. Why are there so many storms over here? Well, I guess we better take shelter. Whoa, Eruption just ran off and the rest of the pack is following him. I guess me, George, and Ficus should follow him too. Whoa, this is a neat swamp. Oh, it looks like they've made a home here. I guess this swamp is their home. Pretty neat. Never actually seen their home before. But, so, yeah, this is pretty cool. Whoa. Eruption just caught a big fish out of the swamp. Huh, let's see if I can do that. Ooh, there's a fish right there. Never doing that again. I just came up with a mouthful of swamp water. A bunch of the other pyroraptors are also fishing. Okay, yeah, so this is nice. Eruption is snarling at the swamp. It seems to be glaring at it. Can't imagine why. But I guess we should rest here for the night, because it looks like it's getting late. All right. I'm gonna go catch some Z's. Oh, I should probably pause this. I'm awake. Just 5 more minutes. Because there is a dinosaur right there. Another raptor. There are a bunch of them coming out of the swamp. Boxy-shaped heads, sharp claws and teeth. The mortal enemy of the pyroraptor. They're atrociraptors. So I'm thinking we should all run. Eruption, wake up! You need to tell the other pyroraptors to run! Well, that was a lot of sounds from pyroraptors. George, Ficus, make sure you run too. Oh, and Ficus, with your super long claws, you might be able to hold back the atrociraptors. Plus, you're a bit slower than the rest of us. No offense. Thanks, buddy. All right, George, let's go. I'm riding on your back, just like old times. The atrociraptors are catching up. Another thing I should mention about atrociraptors is that some of them have been known for pushing pyroraptors out of their home and taking it as their own. I think that's what's going on now. Those atrociraptors just stole the pyroraptors' home. Stealing their home means stealing their whole territory. This once powerful and dominant pack of pyroraptors is now homeless and has no territory. This is bad. Out any territory, these pyroraptors are outcast. No other pack will have them, and they're easy targets. We have to get their home back.